It's Classical Spotlight, and in the Texas Public Radio studios is the commander of the Air Force Band of the West, Captain Mike Herber.
Hey, John.
Good afternoon. It's good afternoon. To have you here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're going to hear a brass band here, or a brass quintet, I should say.
Yep, that's right.
We couldn't fit them all in, otherwise I would have had them.
Yeah, we would have put all the whole concert band in here if we could fit them in the studio, but you got Gateway Brass here, and they're going to be performing some great patriotic stuff here on the program.
Yeah, and I think it's... a nice outreach that is going to happen Sunday afternoon at the Majestic Theater. Tell us a little bit about this collaboration with the San Antonio Symphony.
Yes, we are coming together for a Veterans Day concert, the Salute to Service. It's kind of part of the Celebrate America's Military. There's a couple weeks going on in November for that. And this is the second year in a row we've collaborated with the Symphony, and we're borrowing some of their players, and they're borrowing some of our players. So it's really kind of a metaphor for how the community here in San Antonio, Military City USA, kind of how the community supports the military, how the military supports the community, and how we all work together. It's just a great thing. But yeah, free concert. It's actually at 7 p.m. over at the Majestic Theater. It's a free concert. However, there are tickets available. You can go to the San Antonio Symphony's website, or if you happen to be on base, any of the bases here at Lackland or Randolph or Fort Sam, you can go to their MWR office or their information tickets and travel office, and they'll have some tickets as well you can pick up for free. And we're just looking forward to having a great crowd there.
Tell us a little bit about what we expect to hear. I know there'll be, obviously, probably a little bit of Sousa. Is there some Sousa?
Yeah, there'll be a little Sousa in there. The orchestra is doing their opening with Bernstein's Overture to Candide, and we're going to be ending with the 1812 Overture. The band itself, we're actually doing a Gershwin Strike Up the Band, kind of a really neat arrangement that actually puts in a whole bunch of different things together that's done really neat. And you're going to hear lots of brass and lots of just some great, great music. We're also doing a piece by a composer who wrote a piece called To Walk with Wings, which actually is kind of about the history of flight. And kind of the music depicts, the Wright brothers starting inventing flight all the way up through the space shuttle and the space program and today. So a really, really neat piece of music that we're looking forward to performing as well.
Folks have seen all those images of the shuttles in L.A. and New York and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think someone took a picture while it was flying over Austin even.
Yeah, some really cool stuff. So we're looking forward to doing that. We're also going to be having a real big tribute to our veterans and really recognizing them for their sacrifice and service and them and their families. So we'll have a special tribute for them as well.
Well, we're looking forward to it at 7 o'clock Sunday at the Majestic on Veterans Day, which I think is, of course, very,
it works
so
out
poetic.
Great.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
That's really a lovely for all ages. This is a free concert. You'll want to get tickets in advance,
yes.
Obviously.
Right. The doors will open at 6:15 for all ticketed patrons. And at 6:45, we're actually going to open up the doors to the general public to fill any other seats that may not be taken by ticket holders. So get there before 6:45 if you have a ticket so that you'll be guaranteed a seat if you have a ticket before 6:45.
I know I follow the band on Facebook. It's so neat. And you guys do some touring, and there's, like today we're going to hear the Gateway Brass.
Right.
But there's other groups. Would you tell us a little bit about what the Band
sure.
of the West and some of the portions and what you guys do?
Right, yeah, you'll be hearing the Gateway Brass, which is our brass quintet. We also have a woodwind quintet, Southwest Winds, and actually both of those two groups just finished tours in Arizona and New Mexico. They got back a couple weeks ago from that. We also have a full big band called Dimensions in Blue. We'll be getting to hear them probably coming up at our holiday concerts this first week of December, so you get to hear some great big band jazz. Out of that group comes a group called Warhawk, which is kind of a pop-funk group, R&B, and they just did a great show for Red Ribbon Week here a few weeks ago for our annual Say No to Drugs and Stay in School stuff for a bunch of elementary schools. We actually played for over 5,000 elementary school kids. It was great. Of course, then we also have a group called Top Flight, which is our primary rock pop group, and they're actually deployed right now. They are overseas, and they are playing for all of our men and women in uniform and lifting their morale and their spirits and doing some other great international partnership building with all of our allied nations around there that are helping us over there. And then, of course, we have our full concert band, which you're going to be hearing at this concert coming up on Veterans Day. So it's a great group of folks, and we all love music, and it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to wear the uniform, represent our nation, and represent all those who are serving, and bring music to people and share the message of all the our military is doing for our country through music. It's just really just awesome stuff.
It's nice to be able to hear this. And like I said, I sort of stay in touch via Facebook. I see postings and saw Warhawk saying, you know, how neat it was to hear all these kids so fired up with music.
Absolutely.
And inspiration. And people, you know, it's you're really in the Air Force. There might be PT, but there's scales. There's all sorts of things that I imagine that these guys do day to day.
Yeah, we have, you know, we are a full-fledged airman. We are airmen first. Sometimes they'll call us musical warriors, so to speak. But yeah, and in addition to you know performing on our instruments, we do have to maintain physical fitness standards, just like the rest of the Air Force. We do have other jobs in our unit. You know, I've got folks that take care of our operations, take care of our travel, take care of our supply, and so I have a marketing staff that take care of all of our publicity, which you're mentioning our Facebook page. We have that on Facebook. We also have our website, which is just bandofthewest.af.mil, and there you can always go there and find out where we're at and what we're doing. Leave us a comment or two, and if you would like to request us for an event that happens to be around, you can also do that from our website as well.
And Mike, I always kind of am interested if a young person is musical and is thinking about different things, that this is a option. And I imagine one of the great ways would maybe catch an airman at after a performance and talk to them a little bit if they're interested in maybe this career?
Absolutely, yes. Please, our folks are always willing to talk to young folks who are interested in performing their instrument, if they're a musician, and serving as well. It is a really incredible job. We get to go around the world. We do deploy. I was deployed last year and got to see firsthand how our music really affects those folks over there. I mean, just lifting spirits. I mean, you have a soldier who's been out fighting and you know, just tired, and then we play for them, and then they come up and they shake our hand and say, "Hey, thanks, I needed that." You know, reminding them of home, reminding them what they're fighting for. It really is no other gratification you can get than that simple thank you from those folks over there. And so, we totally would love to have any young folks come out and just hear us and say, "Wow, this is pretty cool," and it is a great way to serve your country and you know, perform on your instrument and use your art to serve as well.
Captain Mike Herber is with the Air Force Band of the West, and they're performing Sunday night, 7 o'clock at the Majestic Theater. It's a free concert. It's that time of year. We're close to Thanksgiving and the holidays. We'll look forward to Holiday in Blue. And thanks for all that you do, and we're looking forward to this concert.
Thanks a lot, John. Thanks for having us here.